Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I am Spencer. I am reading this dictionary and I comment on it and maybe sometimes make jokes and music and things, and I hope you enjoy it. And maybe it's not the best thing in the world, but it's at least a thing in the world, and you can't deny that. The first word in this episode is denigrate. D-E-N-I-G-R-A-T-E. It's so great, it's denigrate. It is a transitive verb from 1526. 1. To attack the reputation of. And the synonym is defame. Their reputation is not, it's maybe, I don't know why, but we're attacking it for some reason. We are denigrating them. As in, denigrate one's opponents. Why are there opponents in the first place? Why do people attack each other? Why don't they like each other? Can't we all just get along? Number 2, to deny the importance or validity of. And the synonym is belittle. Something is important or it's valid, but you're saying, no, it's not. I'm denying the importance or the validity of a thing. I'm belittling it. I'm making it littler and littler in my brain. As in, denigrate their achievements. They achieved something. You should be proud of them. You know, if they take it too far, if they're like, oh, look at me, I'm so great, then maybe you can belittle them a little bit. Haha. Denigration is a noun. Denigrative is an adjective. Denigrator is a noun. Denigratory, how do you say this word? Denigratory, that is an adjective. So many different forms of this word. This is from... Okay. It goes down to the Latin de plus the verb nigrare, and you might be able to see where this is going. That word means to blacken. And that is because it is from the word, I think they would pronounce it niger, I think, N-I-G-E-R. And obviously, I have to be very careful with this, because I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, this is Latin, this is hundreds and many, many years ago, that word means black, so, that's that, black, so, but why, it seems a little bit odd that is the root of something, attacking the reputation, the importance, the validity of a thing. I mean, I guess the idea is that they believe things that were, you know, dark or black were bad. And that's and we still have that. We've talked about that a lot here on the podcast. But, that's where it comes from. Denigrate. Okay. I have to imagine this word has probably been used in racist ways. And if it has, that sucks and maybe we shouldn't use it. Maybe we can use words like defame and belittle. All right, it is sound effect time. And what are we gonna do? We're gonna do diddle-a-doo. The next word is denim. Oh boy, I just remembered that I had a dream last night where I was wearing denim. I think I was wearing denim pants, and I was wearing a denim shirt, I think. And this is funny because I never wear denim. Where did that come from? I wonder. I did actually see some Instagram posts either yesterday or the day before. It was probably earlier this week, of Jamie Lee Curtis and Jay Leno were doing something. I don't know what, but they were both dressed up in denim. I mean, he always is, but she was too. So maybe that infiltrated my brain a few days later, I guess. Interesting. At the time in my dream, it didn't seem weird. Denim. This is a noun from 1695. 1A. A firm, durable, twilled, usually cotton fabric woven with colored warp and white filling threads. The threads, they fill the fabric, and it's white, and it's a very durable, twilled fabric. 1B. A similar fabric woven in colored stripes. Colored stripes? I don't know about that one. Number 2 is plural. You would say denims. It is overalls or trousers, usually of blue denim. And denimed, with an ED, that is adjective. In my dream, I was denimed. I think I was with somebody also who was denimed. Why did blue become the popular color of denim? And why is it that it's so much more popular in America and people from other countries have historically been so excited to get denim and Levi's and things? But it's a French word. It's a French word. What is this? First, it starts with Serge in parentheses, and then it says denims, and I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's capital N-I-M-E-S, because this is Serge of Nimes, however you want to say it, and that's a place, a city, a region, a something in France. So that's where they invented it, I guess. I think that people of France should be wearing denim all the time. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't look at people's pants. I think I'm in the minority of not really caring for jeans whatsoever. Never really did. I wore them a little bit, but it's not a thing I care about. I guess they're good pants, though. Okay. We gotta fix that. Okay, the next word is denitrification. Getting rid of the nitrous stuff. This is a noun from 1883. The loss or removal of nitrogen or nitrogen compounds, specifically reduction of nitrates or nitrites, commonly by bacteria, that usually results in the escape of nitrogen into the air. And the example of where this the bacteria and stuff is happening is in the soil. So there's a bunch of nitrates and nitrites in the soil, and then it gets released somehow into the air. And how does it happen? The bacteria, I guess, is the common way that they're doing something. They're eating something, and the nitrogen goes out. Denitrifier is a noun, and denitrify is a transitive verb. The next word. Denizen. Denizen. Noun from the 15th century. I think this one came up when we had the word citizen. So what is it? Number one, the synonym is inhabitant. Inhabitant, a citizen, a person who lives in a place. Because we have an example. Denizens of the forest. They live in the forest. They're inhabitants of the forest. They're not citizens, but you could also say citizens for other things. Number two, a person admitted to residence in a foreign country, especially an alien admitted to rights of citizenship. I don't know why we use denizen instead of other things sometimes, but we do. Number three, one that frequents a place, as in nightclub denizens. Denizens, it's kind of a fun word. Where does this come from? Well, it comes from Anglo-French, denizine or denizen, which means inhabitant, or inner part, or just inner. Yes, inner, like the insides, I-N-N-E-R. It is from dens, which I think is still Anglo-French, with a Z, D-E-N-Z, which means within. From the Latin, lower Latin, deintus, which is de plus intus, which means within, and there's more at the prefix ent, E-N-T. I also would think that the word den, like the room in your house or the place where the lions and tigers and bears live, you know, it's inside a thing. I think that's related probably to this too. A denizen. If you are sitting in your den, smoking a pipe, watching TV, listening to music, having a drink, doing whatever you're doing, you would also be a denizen. Maybe it's very zen in your den. The next word. Den mother. Two words. Noun from 1936. A female adult leader of a Cub Scout den, which we know has two or more little people. Also, a person seen in the role of leader or protector of a group. Just any group. Maybe it's a town. Maybe it's a part of a group in a town. Any sort of group. The one who's leading them can be called the den mother. And you don't have to be a woman to be called a den mother. You could say den father if you want. But it's just an idea of the person who's running the people and protecting them and stuff. Next word is denominal. Denominal. Adjective from 1959. Derived from a noun. Denominal. We're going to have a bunch of words through the rest of this episode related to this. Derived from a noun is denominal. Well, maybe we need to keep on reading the words to get more context. Like the next word. Denominate. That one might not be related. This is a transitive verb from circa 1552. One, to give a name to. Maybe it is related. The synonym is designate. Denominate. Or just denominate. Putting the D-E in front of it seems different, though. Okay, so it's derived from a noun. You give it a name. You've designated it the thing. I have denominated this podcast to be called the podcast. The dictionary, that's what it's called. Number two, to express or designate in some denomination, as in, will denominate prices in U.S. dollars. We will express the prices, we will show the prices, name them, write them down in U.S. dollars because that's the one that everybody loves. But everybody's got their own monies. Let's see. This is from the Latin de plus nominare, which means to name. And there's more at the word nominate. It seems like the D-E doesn't really change anything again. The next word. Denominate number. Two words. Noun from 1579. A number, as in the 7 in 7 feet, that specifies a quantity in terms of a unit of measurement. So anytime you got a unit of measurement, oh, what do we have? We have length, feet, inches, meters, decimeters, my favorite lengths, kilometers, miles, or other things, weight. There's weight. There's lots of things that are measurements. So the number that is being used is the denominate number. I think I said denominate, No, it's denominate because it has been named. Get it? Is it all coming together now? Excellent. The next word. Denomination. Noun from the 15th century. 1. An act of denominating. 2. A value or size of a series of values. Let's say that one again. A value or size of a series of values or sizes. That's the end. The example of the size of all this stuff is money. A value of money, a size of a series of values of money, or sizes of money is denomination. All the kinds of monies, is their denominations. Ones, twos, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds, whatever the different ones are in other countries. They're all denominations. Because they've been named. I guess that's where it comes from. We've named it this a 1. We've named that a 5. Number 3. The synonyms are name and designation, especially a general name for a category. Just the general name for a category is the denomination. 4. A religious organization whose congregations are united in their adherence to its beliefs and practices. This is a religious thing, as it says. And so what, the different denominations of Christianity? Is that how you'd look at it? There's, what, Baptist and Presbyterian and Lutheran and all those things. Are those considered denominations? Or is it something else that's considered denominations? I'm not entirely sure, because I don't do the religious things. Denominational is an adjective, and denominationally, I think that's the word, denominationally, adverb. Next word. Denominationalism. What is this going to be? Is this going to be religion? Is it going to be money? Is it going to be naming things? Denominationalism. Noun from circa 1855. 1. Devotion to denominational principles or interests. I don't know what kinds of principles or interests those would be. You're not giving more context. Give me more context. Number 2. The emphasizing of denominational differences to the point of being narrowly exclusive. And the synonym is sectarianism. And this one definitely seems like it's in the religious world, because sometimes they can be exclusive. We don't want you people, we like our people. It emphasizes the differences between the different types of denominations in that religious group. And then they are exclusive. The next word. Okay, let's not do that one again. Denominative is the next word. Adjective from circa 1783, derived from a noun or adjective. And denominative is also a noun. And it is derived from a noun or adjective. The last word. Denominator. Denominator. Noun from circa 1542. 1. The part of a fraction that is below the line and that functions as the divisor of the numerator. If you have 2 over 4, the 2 is the numerator. The 4 is the denominator. You divide 2 by 4. 2 divided by 4 is 2? Half. It's half. Or is it 4 divided by 2? Oh boy, I should know this. I think it's 2 divided by 4. But that's 2. But 2 over 4 is half. 1 over 2, it's what you take it down to. take it down. Number two, a shared trait, as in a common denominator. What's the common denominator? What's the thing that's similar between these two things or these two people or this group of things? What do they share? They have a common denominator. To be, the average level. That's the first part, the average level. The examples are taste or opinion. So the average level of taste or the average level of opinion. Can you have an average level of opinion? That's the denominator. And the synonym is standard. So that's what we're talking about. What's the standard? What's the norm? Are there standards or norms? Maybe for certain things, to an extent. Denominator. 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 Okay, we have to reread the word so we can pick a word of the episode. Word of the episode. It's time for the word of the episode. We had denigrate, denim, denitrification, denizen, den mother, denominal, denominate, denominate number, denomination, denominationalism, denominative, denominator. I did think the whole denominate, denomination, I think those were all kind of interesting. It's an interesting concept of things that are just, they're named, they're from a noun. That's an interesting idea. But I'm not going to pick any of them as the word of the episode. I'm very curious to know what you particularly liked in this episode. I feel like maybe I'll just pick denizen as the word of the episode. I would very much like a Zen den in a future house that I live in. That's what I want. I want to be a denizen. I want to be a denizen hanging out in my Zen den. My Zen den. I don't know. I'm not singing so good. Apologies for that. Okay, that's going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.